It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumman.
Greetings and salutations, everybody. My name is Stephen Julian. I am your slightly annoying co-host. I was pushing it, wasn't I, with that introduction for the wonderful ongoing journey that is known as Product Genius with Tiffany Krumman. Hey, do you like Hall of Fame ceremonies? Do you like watching when the people get into the Hall of Fame for like their great accomplishments? We're going to do a Hall of Fame ceremony with Noah McNeely from Product Quick Start. But before we get to Noah, it is time for me to welcome in the host of the show, the diva with all the power, the hostess with the mostest, she who is known as Tiffany Krumman from Mom Genius. Hello there, Tiffany.
Excited to be here.
Absolutely.
This is fun. We get to go over a lot of really great products that Noah's created. So,
well, a lot of that he's helped create, that he's helped develop and bring to market. And the reason we're talking, the reason we're here with Product Genius is because you are in the Shark Tank Hall of Fame, even though they haven't started a Hall of Fame for Shark Tank. You're in there, in my opinion. you have gone so far beyond just doing Ava the Elephant. You're now doing Mom Genius. You're helping bring other products to market. And this show is to help product-based businesses bring their product to market, go through the journey that you've gone through with maybe not as many twists and turns. If you can help them avoid a dead end, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're doing.
Exactly.
And so Product Genius, we have some great geniuses who work with us because our listeners are not geniuses of everything. One of the things that very few people are geniuses of is how to develop the product the best way possible, the most efficient way.
For manufacturing.
Yeah. Best use of their money and all that kind of stuff. And that's why we have such a great genius that we always welcome him on the show. We're so glad he's here. Noah McNeely from Product Quick Start. Welcome, Noah.
Noah was looking around the room like, where is this person?
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here. Before I go any further, though, I do have to ask if your opening sound, Stephen, is intended to replicate the most annoying sound in the world from Dumb and Dumber.
Absolutely. Well, I can't do that. It is to live my gimmick of being slightly annoying. And so I have to decide how long do I do that, because I don't ever want to go beyond slightly to really annoying.
Well, it's pretty much the same sound, just a few decibels lower.
Yes, yes.
Very impressive.
I try to eliminate the screech, though. The actual noise from Dumb and Dumber was more of a, right? And I don't do that. It's just more of want to get everybody's attention and
it
get
does.
Them ready.
It definitely does.
The way Tiffany's looking at us, I get the impression she's never seen the movie.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good.
The second one.
I thought
terrible.
This was going to be one of those. I can't believe you guys like
this
that movie.
This is the one I actually know that you talk about.
It's actually my wife's favorite movie.
No
is
way.
It? I don't see that. Yeah. She's like brilliant pharmacist and then she likes Dumb and Dumber.
I don't know if it's still her favorite movie. Yeah. It was her favorite movie when
it
we
is
got
funny.
Married.
It's easy humor, right? I mean, and it is one of those movies you either love or hate. There's very little like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's either love or hate. So you're saying there's a chance. All right. So we are here to celebrate the Product Quick Start Hall of Fame. What we thought we'd do is we thought, hey, let's do a show where we just kind of talk about as many of the products that you've worked with as we can in one episode. And we partly to give some love to the people you've worked with, partly to kind of talk about all the different types of ways that you help people.
I wanted to discuss it because I know being in their position of the newbie, the first person starting out, you sometimes contact these engineers and you go, okay, sure. Yeah. You've done some good work. Well, I haven't seen it. You know, I mean, I've met so many people that have the title expert in something, but they've never actually done it themselves. You know,
you can print your own business cards.
You can. $10. And a lot of people do it. Noah
an expert's
proof.
Not a certified thing that you have to,
right.
You know.
No, you don't get a license.
No, though it seems that way these days. So Noah actually has some proof on his website, a lot of proof of some incredible things he's done. And it cracks me up because every time I go to his office, I learn about a new, like, you know, really incredible innovation in the medical world or something that he's done. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, I did that one, but, you know, and it sold a couple million. And you never even hear about it because it was something that was either protected or it just, you know, wasn't mainstream. So
I want to encourage everybody. I don't know if every product we talk about will be from this, but if you go to productquickstart.com, we always tell you to go there and how to work with Noah. But on the top banner, there is a tab that says Our Work. And if you click on that and go down to Marketplace, you will see It's titled as the Innovation Marketplace, but it's really kind of a sampling of some of the products that you've actually helped get to market.
Yeah, and these are products that are still on the market, and you can go to their websites via those links. There's a lot of products that have been on the market. You know, I've been doing this for 25 years, and most products don't stay on the market quite that long. Yeah. So yeah. There are a lot of that have been retired as well.
Mm-hmm. The pet rock is no longer around. Okay, Tiffany, yes. It was kind of... This was a little bit of your, you know, idea that you
Yeah, I was just thinking covered. Of some of the products that I've even used or have. One of them I'm going to be putting in our home. We're renovating a house, and we need new faucets. And we're going to get the Nasani faucet.
So what attracted you to using the Nasani faucet? What
the design is really cool. It's got a fountain that comes out of the very top, and so it's putting out, I don't know exactly the percentage, but maybe 1/4 of what, you know, your kids would normally put down the drain. And so I like the idea for brushing teeth and whatnot that they can just turn on the top fountain and use that.
And some good news about that product, that it will be award winning soon.
Yeah.
I can't tell you which award, cool. But because it's not published.
I believe
published.
It. It's beautiful.
But that's
and he's
pretty
come
exciting.
A long way. Like when we first talked, he came on one of our shows. We shared it. He had finished the tool with you guys and gone into production. He now has multiple designs, colors. He's actually got a couple different faucet sets where there's, you know, a spread out a little bit more. So it's pretty exciting to see him come along so quickly. It's only been like a year.
What we've had him on a show. We certainly encourage people to go find that episode and listen to it. But in working with that, and he was one that he is an engineer, right?
He is.
But then how did you guys help him? If he was already an engineer, shouldn't he know everything? What were some of the ways you were able to help him in that?
Well, I'll answer that question. Then I want to come back to, I think we kind of need some grounding overall theme for today. So I'll come back to that.
Do you want
to
set some parameters?
No, is that not parameters. Just, okay. You know, one of my pontification ideas.
I like it.
I talk about. But yeah, so Steve is the client, the inventor of Nasani, he is an engineer, but he's a very different type of engineer than I am. He actually engineers big equipment, like for aircraft carriers and stuff that I wouldn't know how to do at all. It's like, you come to me and say, hey, design a control system for an aircraft carrier. I'm like, you got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
So product engineering is a little bit different, a lot more specialized. So that's how we helped him. We helped him develop the product for mass production. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they don't make 30,000 aircraft carriers a year, so that's not really a mass production type of deal. But maybe China's working on it, I don't know. But for a product like a faucet, it has to be developed in such a way that you can keep pumping them out over and over again out of tooling. And of course, he needed help with the... with the aesthetic design implementation as well. He had some good ideas coming in, but he didn't know how to, any knowledge that wasn't his area of expertise, is to capture that finesse in an actual manufacturable product, which is what we did.
And we've talked about him many times because he is such a shining example of someone who knows when to step aside. He is an engineer. He doesn't have a big head about that and say, oh, I've got this because I am an engineer. He's first to say, nope, Noah's the guy to do that.
So. All right. So let's stop in this Hall of Fame ceremony and let's let you pontificate.
Oh, pontificate. Okay. So as you guys know, speaking of Dumb and Dumber driving across country and, you know, halfway across the country in the wrong direction, we just got back from a road trip. Me and my family went out to the Four Corners region, so New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, Southern Colorado, and came back. And in doing that, I visited a lot of, I guess they would call them Puebloan ruins.
Wow.
Like one of my favorite places was Mesa Verde, but then there was also Hovenweep and Walnut Canyon in Arizona. But so what's this got to do with inventions? So these are these cliff dwelling type of structures. They're World Heritage Sites. They're really, really cool. If you're ever in the area, please visit them. Mesa Verde, you have to go up this like 45-minute trek up and down Switchback mountain roads, which is kind of cool all by itself. Nice. But as I was walking through that, and as I was coming back, and when my kids weren't screaming at me about needing to go to the bathroom or whatever,
snack.
It occurred to me that there's also a lot to do about inventions there that relates to today. So even then, you know, they didn't start living in these cliff dwellings. They didn't know how to make them. The first people that went into the area, they started by building pit houses like other, you know, they would dig into the ground, they would build up the walls, all this sort of stuff that they had, you know, they'd learned from their ancestors. Mm-hmm. But then they get to this new area where they want to live, and it's not like all of a sudden, hey, let's build some cliff dwellings. So it occurred to me that over the course of time, they had to invent mm-hmm. all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They had to invent the idea, okay, we could cut stone, or we can make bricks, and we can put this together.
It already has a roof, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we go, when we go and visit there now, we have the benefit of looking at thousands of years of history all compressed into our one little visit. But you got to imagine that evolved over time as people were inventing stuff mm-hmm. To meet necessities. You know, you hear necessity is the mother of invention. But to relate it to today, and then we'll go to the Hall of Fame, is that just like good inventors today, good invention companies today, I think they started with a problem to solve. Hey, you know, it's really cold up here and we get attacked up here, let's go down and figure out a way to live in the cliffs. So that was a problem to solve, and they probably didn't start the way they did, you know, the way they mm-hmm. are now. They had to invent bricks. So somebody came up with an idea, and they had to invent the way to have smoke come or have air come in to clear the smoke out of the house from where they were cooking or heating their family. So they came up with the ideas and solutions, just like inventors today. Mm-hmm. And I think they still had to sell people on the idea, which yeah. is really yeah, important.
That's true.
So it's not like one guy just said,
"Wonder how many died of like smoke inhalation."
Right. It's not like one guy just said, "Hey, let's go live on the cliffs," and everybody's like, "Oh, you're right. Let's do it." I think that guy probably had to start out. I'm going to go live over there. I'm going to start out, and then other people, you know, kind of came along yeah. over time. So just like inventors today. Mm-hmm. Today, you may have to sell your investors, you may have to sell the marketplace, mm-hmm. but you still have to make that sales job. And I think that's always been a part of the human
even
experience.
With the cliffs.
When you have new ideas, you have to, A, solve a problem, B, come up with a solution, develop that solution to the point where you can convince other people, hey, it's a good solution, and yeah. then get them to adopt it. And I think it's the exact same thing we see today, just on a, in mm-hmm, different ways.
Mm-hmm. So this is how an engineer mind works. He's looking at, I would be going, ooh, this is pretty. And he's like, how many variations of that stove that came out on the side of the cliff?
I think it was a great pontification.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I try
I'll
to
Google
make
that
my
later.
My pontifications excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. So the one thing I will not do is I will not ask a completely unfair question, and I think a horrible podcast question to say, so Noah, what's been your favorite product? Because much like Jerry Seinfeld, who gets asked what's your favorite joke, they're all my children. They're all my kids. I love them each equally.
My favorite invention in the last 2 years that I didn't have anything to do with is carb-free bread. Which you can now buy at grocery stores, which is fantastic.
Do you actually have it? I mean, you may not be able to say it, but do you have a favorite? I mean, is there one product?
And see,
you don't
I said to, I wasn't going to ask that.
He doesn't have to say what it is. I'm just saying, does he have one?
That
of course, I do.
I'm
most proud of that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Okay, so which one is it?
It's
I'm just kidding.
Whoever I'm talking to.
Because you have to sell the idea, right? So there you go. You're selling.
You know, well it's the inventions I work on, they don't compete with each other. So, you know, I can have a favorite product. I have lots of favorites because they all solve different problems.
Right. So you talked about being in these pueblos and you talked about smoke. And so I'm going to start with Smoke Block.
Okay.
Smoke Block, the ultimate wireless meat thermometer. Mm-hmm. Smoke Block uses proprietary patent pending technology to connect your cook to the cloud. Follow your outdoor and indoor cooks from virtually anywhere on iOS and Android. So it's a small box.
Yes.
That is a wireless meat thermometer.
And you can literally like go, when you first shared that with me, you could plug it in, you can run to the store, you can do what you're doing. And if you're cooking that roast on the grill, it'll tell you what temperature it's at, right?
Yeah. So the big invention there is not the meat thermometer. Those exist. It's not even the wireless meat thermometer. Those exist in the Bluetooth space. So the ones that already were on the market, you could actually set it up on your grill or your stove if you're you know, cooking a turkey, and you could walk around your house and you could get the readings on your phone. The problem is you had to be on the same, within Bluetooth range of it, or within direct line of sight. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing a 12-hour brisket smoke, that's not all that useful to you. What am I going to do? Is just sit on my couch for 12 hours, or I can't I can't really go anywhere.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
So now it actually is a Wi-Fi based technology, which is nice, and it goes out to the cloud. It's actually a full service. They have this cloud cloud system that actually collects the data, and more importantly, regardless of where you are, it will notify you, hey, the temperature's getting, you set your parameters, temperature's too low, temperature's too high, you know, whatever. And you can either call someone at home to fix it or you go back and fix it yourself. But another cool thing it does that nobody had ever done before, to my knowledge, was it actually records your data points and creates a profile. So if you have, let's say you're smoking something that turns out really, really good, you can try to reproduce that exact experience.
It helps your cooking. Yeah, absolutely. Was there a particular issue that you were able to really help them move over a particular hurdle in that particular?
Well, in that case, that one's a very straight sort of mainstream product development project. So there's electronics. There was nothing in it per se that is, you know, rocket science, new technology. It was really a combination of existing ideas and things that made it a great product. So, you know, we were working primarily in the mainstream, get it engineered for cost, get it engineered for function, design it for aesthetics, and putting that all together in a nice package. You know, I didn't come up with anything like, oh, now it levitates. Or, there's nothing like that. But a lot of the really best products out there are just really solidly built products that do their job well. And that's what that does.
So let me go from smoke and meat to something that is really, really basic but very important, the rescue beaner. A professional grade carabiner built to be there for you in the event of an auto accident. In those moments, seconds count, inspired by first responders, made to be used by anyone. Right. So everybody knows what a carabiner is. What makes the rescue beaner different?
So the rescue beaner is, it is inspired by first responders, and actually they're planning to sell it to first responders and the general public. And it's got two key features on it. Well, three, really, because it's really robustly designed, so it's not fragile in any way. So it's going to get, you know, it's going to take a beating and then it's still going to work. But two key features it has on it: it has a blade for cutting seat belts. So if you're, you know, if you are a policeman and you're trying to get someone out of a car that's had an accident, you have this thing on your belt because it's a carabiner, so it's always there. You whip it out, you slice right through the seat
belt. What are they using currently?
There are devices that do that, but you know,
not clipped onto you that way.
Not necessarily clipped onto you. So it's not always there. It's not always handy. The other feature it has a tungsten tip, which is a glass break tip. So if you've seen the glass break hammers, this is actually, now it's a carabiner. It's ergonomically designed so you can hold it in your fist basically, and your arm becomes the hammer. So you slice down and hit the tip into the windshield or the car door to break it out.
I like that.
So now it's actually combined two or three things into one that now the police officer or even you can have
if you're on the inside and you need to get out.
Exactly.
Forgive me for asking potentially a stupid question. It also works as a normal carabiner as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So I mean, it
just like you can theoretically make phone calls with your iPhone. It does. It still works as a carabiner.
Wow, that was good. That was good. All right. Next one: the Twin Star Adjustable Height Desk. Make healthy choices and enjoy the most innovative workspace for an active life with furniture that moves the way you do. This modern and multifunctional, by the way, when I first read it, I thought it said modem. And I was like, modem? That's old. This modern and multifunctional adjustable height desk features a height range from 29 to 47 inches, three programmable height settings selectable with the Illumitouch trademark seamless control panel on the ergonomic glass top. Adjustable height desk is a huge market. What set this product apart?
So, as you know, most of my clients are inventors, startups, early-stage companies. TwinStar is actually a client that I've worked with for quite a while. They are an established company. However, they are a very inventive and innovative company in the furniture space and in a few other spaces as well. So what's innovative about this is it doesn't look like some sort of monstrosity in your house. So it's a very nice, elegant desk, yet it does have all the functionality of an adjustable height desk. You go up, it doesn't have a bunch of buttons on it that are poking out everywhere. It's actually built into the glass top. So you just almost like a touchscreen, you just touch the up or down button.
Oh, wow.
You can do presets of what height you want it to be at. And it's got a motor that lifts it and lowers it to that point. So I actually have one at home that my kids use for their school, and which is great because I have three kids, all three different heights. So they each have their preset, and they can adjust it that way.
I like that. And so
was that your original prototype or a new one?
No, it was one of the ones that we developed.
If there's kind of like jerks around and jumps up and down. I'm just kidding. Right.
Just remind everybody, we're speaking with Noah McNeely from Product Quick Start. You should go to productquickstart.com to help develop your product and help get it to market. But we're on the tab of our work, and we're in the marketplace, and we're looking at some of the products that he's been able to help the process of getting to market. I saved it. I didn't do it first, but it's time. We need to talk about Dry Butts Diaper.
Ah. So that's actually an oldie but a goodie. This was actually, it predates Product Quick Start slightly, but it was a project that I was involved with. And they were a startup. They're actually a...
they're a nonprofit, right?
They are a nonprofit, and it's actually a really fascinating story. A gentleman was traveling, I think, in Haiti, and one of the problems they have in the villages is that... they don't have diapers. So they will, you know, the kids, sometimes they just do their business and it gets in the street or whatever. It's a major cause of disease. It's a major cause of other problems, sanitation problems. So they can't really afford, there's no infrastructure to get them a box of Pampers every week either. Mm-hmm. So what the Dry Butts is, it's a reusable diaper that is designed to be extremely long lived so that they can distribute to each family two or three of mm-hmm. these, and you know, you got one in the wash all the time, or one you're hanging out to dry all the time, one on the child at all times. And it's a fascinating organization. You know, they are a nonprofit, so you know, they do take donations. They do give these away. I think you can buy them as cool. well if you just want them, but I think it's mostly a giveaway type of thing.
It's amazing in certain parts of the world that are underdeveloped. The main causes of death are simple solutions.
It's stuff that we just don't even think about.
Because of our infrastructure, right? So, and I'll just read it real quick. The diaper is made to wash in a bucket with soap and water and hang up to dry quickly. The outer shell is made of dry fit material. There you go. That's where, you know, dries easy, which is breathable. The insert is made of bamboo and another highly absorbent material. It is folded in thirds and inserted into the pocket of the diaper. What a brilliant concept. And you being able to kind of help them make sure that it. So here's one where we're going to market as a nonprofit right. to truly kind of change lives and keep people alive in an area where, I'm going to send donations. And so when the Pampers run out, they're screwed. I mean, I hate to say it that way.
And the durability of the materials is really the key there. They have to last a lot longer. You know, I don't know if any of you, when you had little kids, were using just reusable diapers, but often they have an insert you have to keep track of. Right. You take the insert out, you wash it separate from the shell. That just wasn't going to happen in places where they don't have electricity. They don't have washing machines. So it had to be a very different approach. And, of course, it's a diaper you probably wouldn't want to use because you don't want to hand wash a diaper.
Right. Right.
But it's a unique solution for a unique problem.
I like it. All right. In Motion albums. So we've gone from diapers to albums. So this is a combination of a normal photo album with a digital.
I should say he has a list in front of him. So I didn't know if he wanted to pick any particular ones or.
Oh,
you know, just in case. This is fine. I don't mind on the spot interview questions.
Okay.
You've been able to handle them for a few years.
I don't need to give you a script to read by. No, this is basically the same list that you were looking
at. I see smoke block on his list. Okay, so just boom, nailed it.
Instead of bringing my computer, I just went to the same page you're looking at and jotted them all down. That's all that I have here. So In Motion albums, great client. They were a lot of fun to work with, based out of Colorado. The idea is a hybrid solution for, you know, they're trying to attack the problem that we have today of, you know, if you have an iPhone, you probably have 8 million pictures and you never look at them, you know, and or what do you do with them? Do you print them all out? Do you go pick one? You might do that once in a while. So what they do, it is a normal photo album and essentially it has an integrated small tablet. And you store your various pictures and videos and whatnot on that. But the really cool thing about it, and then you put your real pictures and like your wedding invitations, stuff like that, your physical stuff on the same page. The really cool thing about it is it knows what page you're on. So if you're on the page about, you know, Aunt Jackie's wedding, you see the videos and pictures on Aunt Jackie's wedding, then you turn the page and now it's, you know, vacation in Bermuda. Well, now the videos and pictures change to vacation in Bermuda, too.
Come on.
It's pretty slick.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Oh, wow. So
check them out.
And,
God, that's a Shark Tank dream.
Right okay, there. So in that scenario, what are again,
where are they at right now?
Well, I was going to say, what were you able to bring to the table that was able to help them in a major way?
The major thing we did for them was really help them productize their idea and look at the general functionality of how would the page turning work. Now, do you have to have a sensor? Do you have a little magnet sensor? What sort of sensor?
Right.
So and we you did that from the ground up? Like when they first came to you, was it just a concept?
We refined their ideas. I mean, they didn't know how it was going to change page to page. So we helped them we helped them sort that out. And you know, that I believe they are on the market now. They had to go and basically they had their own factors they were working with to kind of finish the development. But we got them to the point of their first few
well-established
prototypes.
Good.
And they actually won an award at the Consumer Electronics Show using the prototype that we developed.
Oh, cool. Okay. Is that on the market now or you don't know?
Yeah. InMotionAlbums.com. By the way, the cool part about your gallery, marketplace. The marketplace.
It's a working title. It's kind of new. I don't know.
Well, no, but the beauty of the marketplace is all of these are on the market, yes. And every single one you list, if you click on it, it takes you to their website.
I forgot.
So we're doing free marketing for these people that have worked with you. So I like it. I like it.
My hardest part of doing the show is after we learn about them, not getting on their page and looking at all of it. InMotion.
Yeah, Tiffany, do you have a question?
Yes,
you should buy the whole collection.
Right.
One of every product.
I want to look at I want you to talk about Door Balboa.
Okay.
We have already talked to them and interviewed them, but I think that's a good one to revisit.
Door Balboa. Okay. I was telling her to stop hitting the table. Sorry, Noah.
Oh, I thought there was some sort of secret signal. There were hand signals going on.
Steal second, Tiffany.
Those of you without color radio probably missed that. So, Door Balboa, if you listened to an earlier show, we did have James Pritchett, the inventor, on, and it's a great product. And as I was thinking about my pontification today, you know, one of the things I was going to talk about is like, you know, 5,000 years ago, you're probably inventing stuff to protect your family or to not be eaten by a bear or whatever. Of all the things I've invented or worked on the inventions of, this is probably the closest to that because it is a personal protection device in a way. The problem it solves is for people that rent, you cannot really put a wireless doorbell on your door without one of two things happening. Either you violate your lease because you're drilling into the door, or you put it up with sticky tape and somebody just steals it.
Right.
So Door Balboa solves that. It extends that layer of protection out into, you know, everyone, even non-homeowners can now have that layer of protection if they want it. And we've actually heard that some of their clients, some of their customers will take them on vacation with them and actually put them on the hotel doors, which is...
That's smart.
That's cool.
If I traveled alone for business, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. That's really cool.
In fact, that might actually enable me to expand the range of hotels I'm willing to stay at.
Suddenly, Motel 6 now, does not look so bad.
I will now consider the $45 hotel.
That's right. I would encourage everybody to go back and check out past episode with Door Balboa. I think we got time for about one more, then we'll kind of wrap things up. Because of protection, and then because you've mentioned an award winner, I'm going to mention the CES 2020 Innovation Award winner. The best gift you can give mom and dad: stay in touch with parents and senior loved ones, know that they're okay, and get notified of a potential problem. Get peace of mind with the best technology available for in-home senior care and monitoring with privacy and freedom. Care Alert by Sensor Call.
Yes. So Care Alert by Sensor Call. It's a really cool little electronic device. It's very, you as the caregiver, you have a little bit of setup you have to do, but after that, it's very minimal. If you have your 85-year-old grandmother that's like, I don't even like electronics or whatever, not that every 85-year-old, some 85-year-old people I know love electronics, but they don't have to interact with it. What it does is it has a variety of sensors in it that I don't know what all the sensors do, but there's a humidity detector, a motion detector, all sorts of things. And what it does is it builds a pattern of that person's activities. It doesn't, you know, it's not sharing that with anybody. Mm-hmm. But if it notices a change in pattern, for example, well, they're usually up between 6 and 7 in the morning. And if it notices,
the lights aren't on,
it's 9:30, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Then it can send you an alert and you can check on grandma. And if the humidity changes dramatically, it's like there might be something wrong with the HVAC system. Or it does a lot of things like that. That really is a very non-intrusive way to help take care of someone that you can't be with 24 hours a day.
And for those that don't want, like you said, to feel like you're constantly watching them, right. You've got yeah. this.
Grandma doesn't want you to put a camera in her room.
Yeah.
You know, and this doesn't have a camera. It's all very non-intrusive.
Wonder if you're allowed to put that in a nursing home room where you're,
you know. I would think so.
So, I mean, that would depend on the nursing home, I guess. But so long as you can connect to the Wi-Fi with it, it's a Wi-Fi based and out of the cloud.
And the main picture on their website and on your site, it looks like it kind of plugs right into an outlet.
Yep,
so it just is. It's like a nightlight. I mean, it looks like a nightlight with some.
Yeah, it actually the plug on it is essentially one of those USB bricks that you can. So if you have a USB. You don't have to plug it into the wall. You can plug it in with a USB cable as well.
And and I'm imagining you were not involved. You were not helping with the proprietary, all the sensor stuff. You probably, again, were design, manufacturing.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really develop the core technology of a product. That's what the client comes to us with. If they come to us and said, hey, I want you to develop a new kind of sensor, that's not what we do. Mm-hmm. That's their expertise. They have signed that this particular startup had they were made up of, I think, they had an electronics guy and a doctor, and that was the inventors of the product. But yeah, we worked on developing the overall aesthetics, the overall housing, the mechanicals, everything that makes it manufacturable.
You did good.
Yeah, another protection device. That's kind of cool. I like it. A few of them.
All right. So
yes, I'm sure it would have been used by the Pueblo if they could have.
So as they were hunting the bison,
two holes in the wall. Right,
as they were hunting the bison, come back in and plug in there. Senior sensors call. So you've got your list. I went through my list. Did I miss anything that you want to make sure and mention in your Hall of Fame? Because if you mention it, then that means you love it more, or that I missed it, and it's probably more the latter than the former.
Well, there is a lot on the list.
There is.
You know, we've talked about some of the kind of higher tech, higher end, or bigger products. Maybe there are a couple I point out that are. You know, really simple mm-hmm. ideas that are lower cost products, but they're still nice, healthy businesses.
And I was going to say the same thing. He's got a
Team Spirit hair pom pom. Yep.
Exactly,
right?
Team Spirit hair pom pom. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, that's not rocket science, but basically you're combining a team colored pom pom with a hair tie, and little girls love it. It's fantastic.
And in that, you're really helping with sourcing, right? I mean, that's not so much a design thing as, you know, I know people, I know where to get it, I know what price it right. should be, because people would go and they'd try to fly to China for something like that, or source on Alibaba, and then end up getting something for four times as much.
Yeah. So there were two aspects of that. Number one, sourcing it, but number two is also working with the factory to determine how it's going to be made. I mean, you can go say, hey, combine a hair tie and a pom-pom. Well, there's lots of ways you could do that. Mm-hmm. Most of them are going to be terrible solutions. So it's working with the factory to understand their best theory of how to do it, making sure they provide good samples, making sure it can be scaled up to production.
So you, all of our listeners, need to go to productquickstart.com. You can find out more about U-Lace Fashion Laces, Stable the Table, Enva Heater, Topic Click by Dose Logics, Nimbus 4 Storm and Lightning Detector. Then I got some that I talked about. LVL Neck Groomer and Dr. Sally's Oral Hygiene Products and all kinds of other stuff. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's right. I mean, that's the reality is that your Hall of Fame is anybody that you can help either save money in the process, help them avoid from making horrible mistakes in their process, mm-hmm. help them avoid lots of dead ends in the process, or unfortunately, you're also the one who is willing to tell them the truth of this is not a viable product. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but let me save you from spending $25,000 right. that you shouldn't have to spend.
Right.
So some of the Hall of Fames are the people who didn't actually make the product, right? But listen to your advice.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the best thing we do is help people avoid making a huge mistake. And, the ones of those that make my Hall of Fame are the ones that listen to the advice. Then there's some that are like, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I'm going to go throw my money away anyway.
So. Yep.
Okay, well, then I don't think I can help you.
Three times as much of it.
Yeah, all you're supposed to do is speak the truth.
I don't feel good about taking your money knowing you're going to fail.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll find someone that
will. Oh, yeah, they will.
So I would encourage everyone to go to productquickstart.com. There is, of course, the Hall of Fame that I'm calling it the Hall of Fame, but the marketplace to talk about all the different products and the ways that Noah can help you. After looking at that, I'd encourage them to do the contact us form. Nice, simple, one-page form. Give Noah your idea where you're at, what you're working on, and he won't waste your time. I promise you that. He also won't overcharge for his time. I also know it. The biggest Hall of Fame is you are worth every penny that anybody spends mm-hmm. working with you to help them move forward. So
I have met very few people in this industry that haven't worked with Noah. Case in point, I just left after our first show recording, went to a different business meeting unintentionally in the hallway with some people I talked to yesterday and a bunch of Coke executives in the room. And then they said, I got to go because I'm recording another show. And I told Brock, the other gentleman in the room, it's Noah. And one of the guys go, Noah McNeely? Oh, I worked with him on a project at Coke. Where's he at? And he came out and met him. So, I mean, I've just, everywhere I go, someone's worked with him. And it has never been a negative review that I've heard. So.
And why stop now, right? Nope. Noah, I gave the website, and I want to make sure and not step on, not do it incorrectly. Anything else you want to add, or did I do a pretty good job marketing?
No, that? I think you did a fantastic job. The only thing I would add is just as a request, if you fill out the contact us form, don't just say call me. Tell me a little bit about what you want so I can prepare for the call.
Yeah. So again, he's not going to waste your time. So please
don't waste his.
Yeah. Put the stuff in there. You know, he's not going to take your idea because that's not what he does. Mm-mm. He helps you take your idea to market. That's the deal.
And the way Noah puts it is he's had all of these ideas he's always sat on of his own, right? That you would go after. And I tell people that all the time. If you were going to spend the money or take something, it'd be for your own idea.
And if you're a Russian bot trying to sell me something, don't fill out the form either.
Two great pieces of advice. Noah McNeely, Product Quick Start, thank you so much for being here today. Tiffany, as usual, even in just doing Hall of Fame and talking about different products, we learned some things today.
Yes.
Again, I'm thinking of VeggieTales.
I like this show because I like this show because, again, it tells the person who's listening perfect examples of, you know, a wide variety of products that he's created. So they can see it with their own eyes. They can see that it's on the market. Most are successful. And that gives someone some peace of mind knowing I'm talking to someone who's a professional.
I like the show because you let me keep coming back. So that's where I start with. But also, even though I'm not bringing any products to market, I feel like I could.
You're going to one day. One day he's going to come to me and say, what do you think?
My product is being slightly annoying and quoting movies, which I did both of at the beginning of the show, apparently, according to Noah. So
we can make a little box that you push the button and it makes that noise.
Oh, there we go. That'd be better than off Rick and Morty, Mr. Meeseeks. But anyway, that's another story for another show. So Tiffany Kruman's momgenius.com is where everybody can go to find out more about what you're doing. By the way, maybe some new products hitting the market soon. Productquickstart.com. Guys, I can't give you my website because my compliance department of my independent financial advisory firm won't allow me to say too much more other than you can Google my name and probably see my website there. So for Jody Smith, the easiest podcaster in the history of the world to work with, and for Noah and Tiffany, this is Stephen Julian saying we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.